The meeting was held in Prince Rupert, and on the agenda, as expected, Ottawa's major projects. The coastal First Nations, made up of 9 First Nations, try to ensure that they have a say in how resources and waters are managed. They also work to protect the Great Bear Rainforest and the British Columbia coastline, and they have strongly opposed the idea of a new pipeline or the end of a ban on the moratorium on oil tankers. Both are major components of Ottawa's plans to diversify Canada's trade in energy and move away from dependency on the U.S., especially now in the era of uncertainty caused by President Donald Trump. But coastal First Nations remain opposed to any new pipeline to the B.C. coast. Carney played down expectations, saying that the meeting was more about dialogue to explore ways they could work together. But the coastal chiefs are not budging on their opposition, according to the group's president, Marilyn Slett.
We reiterated that there is no technology that can clean up an oil spill at sea, and that it would take just one spill to destroy our way of life. We shared our reliance on a healthy and intact ocean and our determination to protect the ocean and the ecosystem that we rely upon.
Without their support, Carney's government appears to be in a lose-lose situation. Coastal chiefs say they will use every tool available to stop construction if Ottawa pushes ahead with the North Coast pipeline. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.